It seems like almost yesterday that the tri-state tornado passed through southeast Missouri. The F5 tornado first touched down west of Ellington and stayed on the ground for approximately 220 miles, crossing Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. The severe storm killed 695 people, injured 2,000, and left massive property damage in its wake. Cemeteries in southern Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana have approximately 700 tombstones, which carry the date of death as March 18, 1925. As the storm crossed Annapolis, Missouri, a resident stated, it was like a curtain came down over the sun. At approximately 2 p.m., the storm swept across Bollinger County and entered Cape Girardeau and Perry counties. Shortly after 2, it destroyed the hotel at Schumer Springs, took 4 lives in Beeley, and flattened farm buildings as it moved north of Frona into Illinois, where it delivered its greatest fury. Murfreesboro was hit at 2:40. In a matter of minutes, 234 residents were killed, hundreds of buildings were destroyed, and the town was on fire. DeSoto was next, and there 69 people died, including 38 children killed when the elementary school building collapsed. At approximately 4 o'clock, the storm crossed into Indiana, extending its death and destruction. In Princeton, there were 45 fatalities, injuries, massive property damage. 3.5 hours after it began, the storm dissipated near Petersburg. What it left in its wake will remain an important part of the history of all who were touched by it. For residents of this region, it is remembered as if it was almost yesterday. This is Frank Nickel.